since 2022, we have seen a decline in vaccine uptake for the national immunisation schedule for children. So we have, in the last year, seen a re-emergence of some diseases, particularly whooping cough and measles. So we would ask parents to ensure that their children are up to date with their childhood vaccines. These vaccines are safe, they're effective, and they will protect children from diseases that cause serious illness and also possibly consequences in later life. So the diseases that will be covered include whooping cough, measles, mumps and rubella, polio, meningitis and diphtheria. Babies are especially vulnerable to these serious infections, and that's why it's so important to vaccinate them when they're small and when they need this cover most. So for babies, it takes 5 visits to complete the vaccine schedule. So they're seen at 2, 4, 6 months, and then again at 12 and 13 months. And also, we would also encourage pregnant women to get the whooping cough vaccine between 16 and 36 weeks of pregnancy. This is available free from participating GPs. And what this does is it allows the mother to pass immunity through the placenta to the baby. And this covers the baby in the first 6 months or so of life when they're extremely vulnerable to whooping cough. And it allows them to be covered until they're able to be vaccinated themselves.
Emma, you mentioned that, you know, vaccine uptake has kind of declined since 2022. What is that one of the main factors you believe that has contributed to the re-emergence of diseases such as measles and whooping cough in Ireland? Is this as a consequence of the kind of levels of vaccine scepticism that we saw during the COVID pandemic, or are there other factors at play?
Yeah, so well, since 2020 we've seen a decline, and that was certainly influenced by the COVID pandemic. So I mean, understandably, people didn't attend healthcare facilities for routine medical issues like vaccination, and that had a knock-on effect, and we've seen that across Europe and across the rest of the world. Thankfully, the vast majority of children in Ireland are still being vaccinated, and parents as a group have huge confidence in vaccine and vaccine safety and efficacy. I mean, certainly, you know, there are issues around vaccine hesitancy and misinformation being spread, particularly, you know, with the advent of social media. But we've put it down primarily to the kind of the issues around COVID in terms of accessing vaccination and vaccine hesitancy will always play a role no matter what. But I think, you know, we can stem it back to COVID.
I suppose, like, it is important to stress how crucial vaccinating babies and children is, given that, you know, some of these diseases that were mentioned, particularly measles, can be potentially fatal.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, measles and whooping cough in particular are two diseases that have spiked particularly across Europe and in Ireland. So far in Ireland already this year, we have had 59 cases of whooping cough. This compares to 5 cases in 2021, 7 cases in 2022, and 18 cases in 2023. So you can see there's been a huge jump. In the case of measles, we've had 18 confirmed cases compared to only 4 last year. So both of these diseases are highly contagious. So if you take a scenario where you have somebody who has measles, of the people they come in contact with who are not vaccinated, 9 out of 10 of those will catch either whooping cough or measles. They're extremely serious, particularly for young babies. So for whooping cough, for example, if you take babies under 6 months, 6 out of 10 of these will need to be hospitalised. And unfortunately, you know, out of 1,000 infected, 2 would die. And the same for measles. So, I mean, every year, you know, children who get sick with these diseases will get very sick and may end up in hospital or worse.
Is this decline in vaccine uptake, Emma, is it only something we're seeing? Is it unique to Ireland, or have there been similar declines in other countries?
No, unfortunately, it's happening across the world. So we've had a number of outbreaks, say in the UK. They had a very significant one in central England earlier on this year, where the NHS declared a national incident. We have, we've had big hotspots for measles and whooping cough in particular in central Europe, in France, in Romania, in Germany. You know, I could list several countries. So it's something that's hugely on the radar of public health globally.
So this decline is unfortunately goes beyond these shores. What could happen if the continued declines in childhood immunisation continues at the rate that it has been?
Well, unfortunately, we will see you know, a lot of hospitalisations. We will unfortunately see deaths. We will see, I mean, say measles, for example, can cause severe ear infections leading to deafness. It can cause seizures. It can cause brain inflammation that will have, you know, further-reaching consequences for that person's life. But I think we just need to reassure people that we have an excellent system for administering vaccinations in this country. You know, we have an excellent primary care network. We have hugely experienced GPs and practice nurses. We know that vaccines are safe. They are around for so long now. They are hugely effective. And I suppose it's just important to mention that for the notion of what's called herd immunity. So this notion of herd immunity occurs when the majority of the population develop immunity against contagious disease, and this then significantly reduces disease transmission. So in order to have herd immunity, the WHO, the World Health Organization, tells us that 95% of our population need to be immunised. So at the moment in the Midwest, we are lagging, you know, quite a bit behind that. We're down for some vaccines, we're down kind of around 84%. So we really do need to make sure that our children are vaccinated.